G'day, Mick. How are you, mate?
Really good, mate. Another big cricket season coming up in the Burnie Cricket League. Natone winning last year. What's the new season 21-22 shaping like?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be pretty much the same. I think that Natone are certainly going as red-hot favourites, Mick, as you know, Forest Stanley were the year before. They finished equal top last year along with us, and they had a bit of percentage. And I think it's one of those things that it's not like footy or test cricket where there's a massive amount of changes on field in between seasons. They've lost Kurt Lamprey. He's going back to Burnie, apparently, but they've still got Josh Barry. They've still got Ash Rolls. They've still got Pip Swain. They've still got some good depth. They've got some good young players coming through. So, yeah, not a lot's changed. The format is we've got seven sides in A grade. Our preference is eight for an even roster, but, it's one of those things. Myall are one A reserve, and they get the right to come up, even though, you know, our blokes are right and finished on top, but they went out in straight sets, and the same were on top all year, finished third. And it's one of those things, you always want to have your best sides, but they need to be competitive, Mick, and, obviously, I just don't think those sides were comfortable about coming in, and so the status quo is a bit the same, which is pretty exciting, really.
Yeah, I mean, make for a really interesting competition because, Ryanna, your side were right in it, right up to your eyeballs for a long time, particularly in that grand final. So it's shaping up okay. How do you go with getting young players into the club? Because is it difficult to run junior programs? Is it tough to run hard wicket junior programs, or do you get some young guys coming through?
It's an interesting question you pose there, Mick. And from a coaching point of view at Ryanna, the answer is no, we don't, because we run our A grade, A reserve, B grade, and our coach, which is basically an under 16 side. You know, we're topped up with three or four adults most weeks. But we're lucky where, you know, in the past we've had Ian Townsend, who's been with JDO at the Hurricanes.
Yep.
So he sort of brings, so kids will train with Burnie and a Rolster, Mick, and then they'll come and train with us on a Thursday night. So they'll play Colts with us on a Saturday, and then they're under 15, 16, or even under 13s at coastal level on a Sunday. But I look at someone like Somerset, who only run two sides, and Penguin, who only run two sides. The answer's probably, it is pretty hard, but I'm not blowing a trumpet, Mick, but we have 60 blokes at training some Thursday nights, which is bizarre when we're out of town. We've got 20 blokes who probably live in Burnie, don't live in Ryan and Rowney, train one night a week. So I suppose it's a little bit about culture. Acton have a lot of the junior players that double up with the Hurricane. So I suppose it's a little bit about your location. And I don't find it hard at all. And I want to try and lay a base for the next couple of years, Mick, about having some young, like some of those young kids won't necessarily always play A grade cricket at, you know, Wynyard or Burnie or Ulverston. If they can play some serious A-grade hard wicket in the BCL, we'll give them that opportunity.
And has there been any coaching changes in the BCL this year? Have you got any new guys coming in, taking over?
Well, Ridgely's probably the main one. They've got Aaron Butler has come back. So Aaron Butler played, had a really good season 1 year with Wynyard, played in three premierships with Ridgely in the footy. So he's gone up there, and he's gone up with Gavin Quirk, who had some success at Acton and Tone in the past, and was his reigning A-grade best at Stoke from last year.
Mm.
So they've gone up, so that'll sort of strengthen them up. They'll go from outside the four to be a chance. Another inclusion is Nick Bellinger from Stanley. He's coming into Stoke, but he's going to be captain, and Braden Hayes will still coach. So I think Braden's having shoulder surgery in the off-season. He's got four weddings. His partner's about to have a baby, so he's going to roll into still coaching, and Nick will give them some spine, mate. So it's pretty much the same status quo at West Ridgely. I think, Adrian King is still at the helm. Alistair King's gone back to A reserve. Acton, they've got Jason Bowden back at the helm, so that'll be good. He didn't play much last year, and he'll be assisted by Derek Bowden. So they didn't win a game last year, but they'll be strong. So it's probably, now that I've said that, Mick, it's probably more than what I thought. Which is good.
Yeah.
It's good to the competition. And I think that, you know, the stars are much the same. They'll be led by Touchworth, Burgess, and Sean Ryan. And West Ridgely missed the four last year for the first time in 11 years, so they need to play a few young players and talk to Trent Blight and Kingy and a few of Brad Clayton around the traps. So they probably will do. We went three quarters of the way through the season last year, Mick, where there was five sides trying to get into the four. So if we can have a competition like that again this year, it'll all go well. And, you know, 9A reserves, we've got 31 sides in the competition, Mick. So we've got X amount, I think it's 9 or 10 clubs with those 31 teams. So it's a pretty strong comp.
No, it's good. And good to see that there's plenty of numbers around too. And with numbers, we like to see numbers of umpires. So have you heard anything around how you're tracking for umpires this year? Because we need them.
Yeah, we do. It's something interesting. I was talking to Benny McPherson today, who's on the BCL executive with me, and they're organising a bit of a do. They've got, I think, Peter Parker's in a role with Cricket Tasmania, Mick, so he's coming around trying to spruce the game up and sell that product to an umpire. And I'll be honest, that, you know, Ray Howard, who's the umpire boss, he's on the BCL executive. Well, look, they're short again. And it's good to say we've got 31 teams, but, you know, mostly you've got umpires, so it's a bit tricky. But I know that they do well what they've got. We're always on the lookout for more. And I suppose the beauty about having 31 teams, Mick, is that most blokes are at an elder age in age number-wise, are still playing a competitive level of cricket. So until we drop off the perch, so to speak, we're still probably going to be short.
Yeah, and if you can still move, you can do something, can't you?
I think we do really well. We've had a few rule changes with leg side wides and head high full toss, all that sort of stuff. So if it's a shout out for anybody to come and participate in the cricket in the BCL, it could be around umpiring more so than playing. But looking forward to it. We're going to play the Mersey Valley in a 40 over game this year. So it was a bit one sided last year in the 220. So we're going to organise a function for the sponsors at the innings break. And they've done well with Michael Burr Real Estate for some sponsorship. And we're going to up that. We're going to run the Indigenous round again in the BCL. We're also going to have the work of the Indigenous round, Mick, which we haven't decided on. We're actually going to pick an Indigenous BCL team to play against a multicultural / Indian team.
Oh, that's great.
At Acton on the Thursday night of Indigenous round week. So there's lots of things that are happening around cricket in the Burnie Cricket League, which is good.
Ah, fantastic. When's round one, Chalk?
So round one, we put it back a week, Mick, because of a few discrepancies within the amount of teams playing in each competition. So we were going to go on the 9th, rest, you're going to play on the 16th because of grounds and availability. And, yep, you know, weather hasn't been great. So round one will be on the 16th for A grade. And B grade, A reserve, and the Colts will start the week after because they're basically in a... The A grade's a 19 game roster with your three buys, but the lower grades are 16 with playing 14 games with two buys. So in our situation, I think you're right to play round one. Got the bye round two, so the start of the BCL, we've only got one team, but the next week we've got our three sides in. So hopefully it's all good, and we've got a practice game later on this afternoon against Wilmot, and we had a game last week against Creighton. So, you know, once the AFL footy's over, she's all of a sudden cricket mode, Mick.
Yeah, it is. Always good to catch up, mate. Well done.
No worries. Thanks, Mick.